I was telling this one young lady here the other day on the beach about a beautiful experience we had with Baba in 1956 when he came to America. It was such a joy to hear that he was coming, and many of us went to the airport to meet him. That's what's now Kennedy Airport. It was Idlewild Airport at that time, and it was a very small airport, small building. And many of us were there to meet him, and some of us found out where his plane was going to land. And we went over, and we could even go outside and stand by the railing. And we watched as his plane circled and finally came in and pulled up just maybe 75 feet from where we were. Gene was there, and our family, and our son had his camera ready, and so on. And we saw Baba. He was right on the side where we were, and we immediately waved to him. He waved out of the window. Mm-hmm. And then people began to get off the plane, and we became impatient, especially Jean. And so impulsively she said, "Come on."
I know. My sister Baba and come right on.
He got up and came right out.
She was waiting for that.
And saw how beautiful he looked coming in the doorway and down the stairs and waving to us with his beautiful radiant smile and the waves of love, you know, that always came from him. And he had to go in the airport building and go through customs. But after that, he came out among the large crowd waiting and embraced each one. And of course, all of the people looking on were quite impressed with his figure. He had his Eastern clothing and the love that was being given all over the place. I'm sure others were feeling it. And then the journey into town, and we were fortunate enough to be at the Hotel Delmonico when Baba arrived in his car, which was driven by Harry Florsheim. It was Marion and Harry Florsheim's car. And again, we had the chance to see Baba, to get another one of his beautiful smiles and loving glances and a wave of the hand. And once inside, of course, there were the preparations for Baba's receptions, receiving people, giving interviews, and all of that, you know, preparing the room. And Baba's suite of rooms were up several stories in the hotel. And on one occasion, shortly after Baba arrived, he had all of the group who were going to be traveling with him on the American tour, you know, on the 56th trip. He stopped in New York for a few days, and we all flew with him down to the center. Actually, we flew to Wilmington, North Carolina, and came down to the center for a few days, then back up to Washington, then over to Hollywood, then up to San Francisco, a few days in each place. And it was just a heavenly, indescribably heavenly experience. Well, I was going to say that shortly after his arrival, Baba had all of the group come up to his suite of rooms. And Baba sat there, and he wasn't using the board then. He was just using the gestures and Erich interpreting. And it was just to have us there and enjoy the intimacy of being with him. And he made a few comments and some light remarks and, you know, some humor. And then, after a few moments, in his characteristic way, he said, which means, okay, everybody go now. And so everyone got up to leave, and we included. And to our pleasant surprise, Baba quickly motioned, "The five of you remain, our family." So we didn't find that too difficult. So then, as the others filed out, he pointed to us to sit like you are in front of him, like this, on the carpet. And there we were, just our family, Jean, and our three children, and sitting like this, and Baba and Erich. And what a perfectly incredible and most delightful predicament to find oneself in. And having not seen Baba, at least for my case, it was 2 years, the others had been 4 years, our hearts were so filled with love for him and joy, and to have this extra few moments to sit there in front of him. And immediately over and above what we were able to feel by ourselves, Baba opened our hearts. He could do this. His radiation of love was so great that we were just melted. We were just simply melted. And we found ourselves just sitting there with our heart centers completely open and the floodgates of love let loose, and just swimming, blissfully swimming in this beautiful love, which was really Baba's love, awakening. And I don't know where ours came in, I don't know where one ended and the other began, but it was because of him. He was able to do this. We couldn't have done it ourselves. We couldn't have opened our hearts. We couldn't have given the love that we wanted to give wholeheartedly without any reservation. But he was able to do this. And what a blessing to have one's heart opened so that love can really flow through without any reservations. I was aware of being enveloped in a luminous light love. And the rest, the others, as we compared notes, I guess years later, we all felt more or less the same, and we felt completely united in this love. There was no separation. And after a while, Baba sort of broke the spell a little bit, and he said, commenting on the others who had gone to lunch, he said, when ordinary people are hungry, they go out and have a meal, and they feel satisfied. When Baba is hungry, it is the love of his lovers that takes care of his hunger. And your love has made me very happy, he said. But he did the whole thing. He did it all. Things like this, you see. Always when we would come to him, things like this would happen. And especially the first embraces. Sometimes they would be so overwhelmingly beautiful. I've always felt that I came to Baba as one comes to Christ, and I always saw him in that light. And I had never given much thought to miracles of the physical body kind, but we were experiencing the miracles of his love in our being. Just his embrace, just his embrace. It was enough to melt the polar cap, I guess. Just his embrace, to fall into his embrace. But even to fall into his embrace, I know in thinking back, we could never have been completely free. There would have been so many inner reservations, so many inner blocks and things, that we wouldn't have been able to derive the full benefit of it if he had not worked with us weeks, months, years, lifetimes. So that I never know the beginning of even an embrace with Baba, because he had to prepare us even for such a great thing. I was going to say simple thing. Such a great thing, because his embrace was a melting into his ocean of bliss. His ocean of bliss.